All right, everybody, welcome to the first episode of Am I Remembering This Correctly? The show where we take a look at some of history's most intriguing people and events. My name is Caleb, and this episode we will be covering the story of Wojtek, the soldier bear. And I know that title sounds a little bit crazy, but you just gotta bear with me here. So, our story begins at the beginning of World War II. The Soviet Union and Germany are allies, not to be confused with the Allied powers. Basically, these two countries decide that they're both going to invade Poland, and once they invade it, they're going to divide the territory amongst themselves. So on September 1st, 1938, the German military forces go in and they invade Poland. And then a couple days later, on September 17th, Poland is invaded again, but this time by the Soviet Union. So what happens is that the Soviet Union takes 400,000 Polish people and imprisons them in prison camps in Siberia. But eventually, later on in the war, Hitler invades the Soviet Union, which is the biggest we're not friends anymore thing that's ever happened in history, breaking the German-Soviet non-aggression pact. With this pact between the two countries being broken, the Soviet Union decides that they are going to release all the Polish prisoners and let them form their own army to fight against Germany. So, after being released from the prison camp, there was a group of Polish soldiers called the 22nd Division, and as they're on their way to fight Germany, they come across an Iranian shepherd boy. And as they're, you know, joking, talking to the shepherd boy, he has a little sack, and they notice that something is moving in the sack. So they open the sack up, and they see a little brown nose pop out, and it's a Syrian brown bear cub. Yes, this boy was carrying around a bear in his sack. The boy later revealed to the soldiers that the bear's mother had been shot by hunters, so the bear was essentially abandoned at this point. So, after a while, the soldiers actually had a liking for the bear, and so they traded the boy. I get this. They traded the boy a couple of canned goods, a Swiss Army knife, and a chocolate bar, all for this bear. Now, I think the bear got I think that the boy got ripped off. I would have taken more for the bear, just me. But so the soldiers trade for the bear, and they name him Wojtek, which translates to happy warrior. So basically, they took Wojtek in as the army pet. They weren't prepared to have a pet, so they actually ended up using reused vodka bottles to feed the bear milk, which is like very environmentally friendly. They were recycling. Props to them. They also found marmalade, syrup, and fruit to feed their new friend, which is, I guess, where Paddington gets his love of marmalade from. So they bring him back to camp, and he actually learns to mimic the soldier behavior. Wojtek was able, he actually sat around the campfire with the soldiers, and at night he slept in their tents. When the soldiers woke up in the morning, he participated in morning roll call, where he stood on his hind legs, learned how to salute, and he drank coffee with the soldiers. Also, the soldiers, they would use oranges for grenade practice. And there are accounts that when they were doing the grenade practice, Wojtek would actually chase down the oranges and eat them as if they were playing fetch. One thing that the soldiers actually started doing with Wojtek for fun is they started wrestling this bear. So they would get like three like 100-pound guys, and they would all play fight and box with this 300-pound bear. They even taught Wojtek how to pick people up and dangle them upside down by their legs. And they used this to haze new recruits. So they would get a new person in the army, and they would give the new recruit to Wojtek, and Wojtek would pick them up and dangle them upside down in front of everybody. Eventually, Wojtek started to drink beer. Yes, this bear drunk beer. And then he also His favorite treat became cigars, but he would only accept cigars if they were lit. So if you gave him a cigar that wasn't lit, he would spit it out. But if you gave him a lit cigar, he would take one puff of it, blow the smoke, and then in one bite, he ate the whole thing whole. Which is crazy. He ended up being stationed with the 22nd Company in many places. Iraq, Syria, Palestine, and Egypt, just to name a few. There's this one story from one of the soldiers that served with Wojtek that says they were driving down the coast of Italy, and they were passing a beach, and upon seeing all the water, Wojtek jumped out of the truck, and he started running to the beach. Now, apparently, there were two Italian women on the beach sunbathing, and they looked up as they were sunbathing to see this 500-pound bear coming barreling towards them, and they started screaming and running away. And one of the soldiers sees this, and from the truck, he shouts, "Girls, don't be afraid. The bear is good," which is essentially telling, like, your girlfriend to calm down when she's mad at you. Doesn't work. So, there's another instance of Wojtek being a troublemaker when it's an Allied forces camp in Iraq, and they're all just hanging around, you know, just conversing at the camp, and Wojtek goes up to the clothesline where they're drying their clothes, and he steals women's underwear off of the clothesline, and he just starts parading around the camp with the woman's underwear to the shock of the woman. And then, so a couple months pass, and it's Christmas, and, you know, the camp's all having a feast. They're just enjoying Christmas. They're having fellowship, all of that good stuff. During this feast, this Christmas party, Wojtek gets a little drunk, because they fed him beer. And so you have this drunken bear who breaks into the camp storeroom, which is basically the giant pantry of food they have, and he's looking for jam. He doesn't find any, so this drunken bear gets mad, and he starts tearing everything apart in the kitchen, which led to jars being splattered all over the floor, and there was a food shortage in the camp for up to a week. He also learned how to take showers with the men. So they would all go into the group showers, and they would just shower. And he was one of the boys, you know? He sat there and showered. So what happened is, after he learned how to shower, he learned that hot water felt good. So he would go in, unbeknownst to everybody else, and just take his own showers by himself. And one soldier found him, and it ended up, he took all the hot water from the camp. So none of the soldiers were able to have hot showers for weeks. So because of this, they started locking the door on the shower, and they wouldn't let Wojtek in the shower. Which is basically, he's in like the spunky teenage years of his life right now. And one day, Wojtek is walking around the camp, and he decides he wants a shower. And when he gets to the showers, he realizes that the door is unlocked. So curiously, he walks in, and he finds an Arab spy spying on his fellow soldiers at the camp. And so he starts growling at the spy and approaching him. This causes the spy to freak out, and the spy is running around and screaming, and he wakes up the whole camp. So they bring, the soldiers wake up, and they capture the spy, and they bring him into this little area, and they have the soldiers on one side and Wojtek on the other side, and they end up interrogating the spy, and the spy is terrified for his life. So the spy just ends up revealing all their secrets, and actually, the spy reveals that they were going to raid the soldiers, so Wojtek saved their lives. And so, the spy runs off, and as a result, the soldiers rewarded Wojtek with sweetmeats, beer, and that night he got to take an extra long shower, which is one of the best rewards you can have, honestly. So, eventually, the 22nd Company is inscripted to fight against Germany, and they're going to be working under the British. So the British army sends a ship, and as they're boarding the ship, the captain of the boat says that they will not be able to take any animals on the boat. It's strictly soldiers. But the Polish soldiers did not want to part with their dearly beloved friend Wojtek, because, you know, they had been playing with the dude. Like, Wojtek was one of the boys now. So the way they got around this is the general of that army actually enlisted Wojtek as an official soldier. So this bear, he had his own serial number and his own paycheck. I don't know where the money went, but this bear was getting his own paycheck. And then they even gave him the rank of private. So, like, imagine being a soldier in this group. You've worked your butt off being a soldier, and they promote this bear to a rank higher than you are. That's crazy. So they enlist him, and he's allowed to go on the boat because technically Wojtek is a soldier now. So they ship off and they go to fight in one of the biggest wars in World War II, the Battle of Monte Cassino. And basically, there's a big aspect of artillery in this battle. So the soldiers are having to carry 100-pound crates of artillery shells from the truck to the actual artillery guns. So Wojtek is watching his fellow soldiers struggle carrying these crates. And he stands on his hind legs, walks over, and starts carrying multiple crates. Now, these crates weigh a lot, and so there's a report from the fellow soldiers that say Wojtek could carry up to 3 crates, and each crate normally took about 3 to 4 people to carry. So Wojtek just starts carrying all the artillery shells to the front lines, although some of the soldiers say that sometimes he slacked off and he took empty boxes just to show off, which I think is an amazing detail of the story. So eventually, the Polish army, along with other soldiers that were there, end up taking Monte Cassino. And this battle site particularly had been fought over 4 separate times before this, and everybody had failed. But because of Wojtek, the Polish army succeeded. So because of his efforts in this battle, they are promoted to corporal. So he's promoted again to an even higher rank, which you got to think about all these people that he ranks above. This bear is ranking above actual humans in this military. And also as a reward for his success in the battle, they made their official company emblem a picture of a bear holding an artillery chair. So you always knew who was rolling up when you saw the picture of the bear on the side of the Jeep. And there's even soldiers who fought against Wojtek who have came out and said that they were in this battle and they saw a bear stand up across enemy lines and it scared them to death. Which I would be scared if I was fighting against somebody and I saw a bear rise up. So that's one of the major turning points of the war, and a couple years later, the war ends, and the Allied powers defeat Germany and the Axis powers. So after the war, the 22nd Company is sent away, and they're stationed at a farm in Scotland, and in this small town of Scotland, news spreads all about Wojtek and his actions. So he actually becomes a celebrity in this small Scottish town. There's accounts that he was the guest of honor at children's birthday parties. So I guess that's like one of the first ever petting zoos. But like, so he would go to the party and be like, okay, yeah, over here's the refreshments, and over there you can go get your picture taken with Wojtek the soldier bear. I know, right? Amazing. And I can also imagine, like, the little kid who had his mom go out and have the bear be the guest of honor at his birthday party. kind of thinking of it. I want a bear at my birthday party. Okay, anyways. In 1947, the 22nd Company was officially demobilized, and all the soldiers were told to go home. As they're going home, each of them walked up, hugged Wojtek, and had emotional goodbyes with him. But, you know, Wojtek, he didn't have a home to go back to. So they sent him to the Edinburgh Zoo, and they placed him in a... They originally placed Wojtek in an enclosure with two other bears. And zoo staff have gone on record saying that once he was placed in this enclosure with the other bears, he didn't really fit in with the other bears because, of course, he's been with humans his whole life. They said that Wojtek would sit there and in his enclosure, lonely, away from the other bears, and just mope around. So they end up making Wojtek his own enclosure. So he has a whole enclosure at the zoo to himself. And he gets a lot happier, and he starts interacting with guests, and he just gets a lot happier being by himself. There's also accounts that the members of the Polish army that he had served with would come and visit Wojtek. They would come to his enclosure, where Wojtek would stand up on his hind legs, greet them, and then the soldier would light a cigarette and throw it into the enclosure, to which Wojtek would then pick it up, take a puff, and then eat it again. There's also accounts of his fellow soldiers jumping into Wojtek's enclosure and starting to wrestle with him, and all the other guests would just watch. And if I'm at the zoo, I'm walking around, and I see somebody jump into this bear's enclosure and start wrestling with him, I would be freaked out. I'd be calling, like, people over. I'd be calling the cops, but they were just friendly fighting. And they would also bring them beer, and the zoo staff would even let the former soldiers into the enclosure, and they would just let them drink beer with Wojtek and have cigarettes and play fight, which I think is adorable. Unfortunately, though, in 1963, Wojtek died in captivity at the Edinburgh Zoo, and interesting enough, investigating his death, they actually found he had trouble with his esophagus, which many people say is because he was swallowing lit cigarettes. So as he swallowed them, they would burn him going down his esophagus. Which, I mean, hey, props to him. He died doing what he loved. He enjoyed his life. So, yeah, guys, that wraps up the story of Wojtek the Soldier Bear. I encourage you to actually go research him and his story for yourself. If you go to Google, you'll find adorable pictures of him playing with the soldiers. There's even little clips of them wrestling. Also, make sure to follow me on Instagram at AIRTC.podcast. And with that, I hope you all have an amazing day. Thank you for listening. And until next time, this is Caleb signing off.